say congratulations. I love Post Malone, but I don't love that there's a thing going on now where I might have to come up with tickets to a sold-out show. And if not, I'm going to get in trouble here at work. 317-239-1009. I had a direct message conversation back and forth with this kid named Cade who followed me, and I followed him on Twitter, Joe Pesh Radio, and I groggily replied to his tweet. He was asking how many retweets for Post Malone tickets. I thought he was asking me how many people reached out, so I said like hundreds of people, LOL. So he took it as, okay, 100 retweets, bet, and I never agreed to it, but he just went on a like instantaneous, like he had everything ready to go, and within 22 hours, he got 100 retweets before I even could like reply to him. And now I don't know, do I owe him tickets? Do I not? I don't think I owe him tickets.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a bad guy though either. What?
You do.
No.
Stephanie tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. She said, you know, answering the question, does Joe owe this kid tickets? Yes or no? She said, no. He'll get over it. If he wanted tickets that bad, he would have gotten them on presale. If he bashes your show, oh well. He's not the first, won't be the last. What do you mean not the first? People hate this show? What do you mean people are talking crap about us? I want the receipts. I want the receipts, Stephanie. Who doesn't like this show? I'll call him. I'll call him right now.
Live the web, girl. What else are we getting on our social media, which is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
Cody says, Joe Pesh Radio doesn't owe this guy anything. And then Shelby said, just give him money.
So, why? But why?
Oh, that's the last thing Joe would give.
Yeah,
anybody.
You know that. I'd rather give up my wife than money. Good morning, Sarah, on the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, I love her. I'm saying I like
Do
money.
You?
Hey, stop it.
We need to have another apology session.
All right, I'll give up my dogs. You know what I meant. Hey, Sarah, on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning. I think you totally owe him.
No, what, Sarah?
Look, okay, if you're speeding on accident because you're distracted and you get a ticket, you still deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's...
You got to take responsibility. And your apology's kind of crappy. You're going to have to actually own that you did it and take responsibility for it and get them tickets.
You don't think I'm not the victim here? You don't think I've been taken advantage of?
You might even owe him a t-shirt.
No, look at you! throwing it at Joe and Alex. Look at, listen, just because I'm big and I'm fluffy, everybody just thinks that, like I'm a soft target here. But and I'm tired of that. Like, I'm tired of being the victim.
Sarah, you didn't think his apology was genuine?
I clearly do not, since you've repeatedly stated that it's mandated, and that's the only reason you're apologizing.
Great. Now, Sarah, what's your Twitter, Sarah?
I'm not telling you.
Good. Well, I'm going to look for any Sarah and block them so I don't have you, because you're trying to get tickets, too. What concert do you want free tickets for?
It's a big... Definitely not that.
Let's not dig yourself a bigger hole, Joe.
All right, well,
we already owe one listener tickets now.
I'm obligated to say thank you, Sarah, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, so thank you for that. Gino, hey, Gino, what do you think?
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think if anybody thinks you're wrong, they're idiots.
Everybody
makes mistakes. We have all agreed to something that we have all misinterpreted. And then you was man enough to take all the steps you needed to take care of this situation. If he wanted tickets like most people say, he should have pre-ordered them. I mean, it's a mistake. So he needs to grow up. It's real life.
Ooh.
Boom.
I don't know that a 14-year-old kid is going to take that very well, or however old he is.
Hey, I have a 14-year-old son, and I talk to him just like a man. He takes it like a man.
Okay,
so,
Gino.
I mean, that's all about his parenting.
Gino, I got this kid's number. Will you call him for me?
No, I want his parents mad at me.
Thank you, Gino, for calling in. Ariel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You see both sides.
Yes, I do. I mean, I get what he's saying about that he needs the tickets because of the message that was interpreted to him, but I also believe that everyone makes mistakes. So at the end of the day, he pretty much comes out as being a jerk.
Why? He said, can I have tickets? Joe said 100 retweets. He said, how many tickets or retweets do I need? Joe said 100. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
He answered the question.
It's just that, you know, everyone makes mistakes. If he doesn't understand that, then I don't know where he's coming from.
But
you could say anything.
This kid said after that, he said 100 and it's a deal, question mark. A minute later, bet, like as if I agreed to it. Like, you have to have somebody say,
right.
Agree. He just said, all right. It's like, no, I did not give consent for this contest.
Yeah, at least confirm it. I mean, are you sure it's 100 retweets? I mean, if it was something for me, I would definitely want to make sure before I get upset about it.
For sure. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. And Michelle, you'll be the last one to chime in on this conversation. What do you think? Do I owe tickets?
I don't think you owe him anything, but I also feel like it wasn't a long, drawn-out conversation and that you added LOL after it. So that totally gets you out of anything.
It does?
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
Yes, like if you're telling somebody, you know, oh, I'm going to kill you, you know, jokingly, and you say, LOL, that gets you out of it. You obviously weren't going to go kill him.
Will that hold up in court?
Yes, yes.
Any LOL gets you out of anything. So, Joe, I don't think you made a mistake. I don't think it was wrong. I thought it was friendly banter. LOL, he should have known, like, oh, he's just joking with me. So, that's
dismissed.
How
yeah. Case dismissed.
Well, clearly they used LOL, so you are dismissed.
Thank
clearly,
you.
It's not on your record, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Michelle, for presiding over this important case. I got to figure this out, guys. I have until tomorrow morning. I have to report back to all of our corporate people with what I'm doing. Like, they didn't ask. Listen, they told me I have to get tickets for this guy. They didn't ask me if I should or not.
They told you.
They told me. Yeah. Like, if not, there will be steps taken to, I don't know, maybe it will be the Alex show. Point is,
let's cross our fingers.
Hey,
okay.
Seriously, come on now.
It's gonna be the Alex and Cade show, right?
Yeah, for sure. He's gonna get his own show. All right. Well, this time tomorrow, around 8 o'clock or so, we're gonna have an update. We'll let you know what's happening. Or okay, maybe I won't. Maybe Alex and NYK and Live the Web Girl will give you an update.